Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, May 12th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is south at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.75. The dew point is 55 degrees. And the current visibility is 7 miles. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A former Kansas lawmaker has been sentenced to prison. Roxanne Stewart has details.
U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren sentenced former Republican State Representative Michael Capps to 2 years and 3 months in prison, along with 2 years of probation, restitution, and forfeiture of illegal proceeds. The AP says Capps was convicted of 12 felonies, including stealing nearly $500,000 intended to help businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. Assistant DA Molly Gordon, in a sentencing memo, said that Capps' behavior is indicative of future illegal conduct. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A K-State partnership has won a $1 million award. The Advancing Biosecurity, Biodefense, and Biomanufacturing Technologies Project earned the funds from a U.S. National Science Foundation program. The project team includes core partners from Kansas State University, Manhattan Area Technical College, BioKansas, K-State Innovation Partners, and the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and it will help with biopharmaceutical manufacturing and renewable energy. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly joined legislators and advocates to sign Senate Bill 174, a bipartisan bill that decriminalizes fentanyl test strips, saying that decriminalizing test strips, which can detect the presence of fentanyl in other substances, will help prevent overdose deaths in Kansas. She said overdoses caused by fentanyl have devastated communities across Kansas and the nation, and by decriminalizing fentanyl test strips, they're providing the resources needed to combat the opioid and fentanyl epidemic so that families and loved ones no longer have to feel the pain of a preventable death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 100,000 people died in 2021 from a drug overdose, the most ever recorded in a single year in U.S. history. SB 174 also increases criminal penalties for manufacturing or distributing fentanyl and for committing battery against a healthcare provider. 2023 marks the third year a bill has been introduced in the Kansas legislature to decriminalize fentanyl test strips. In 2022, the bill passed unanimously in the House but stalled in the Senate. However, this legislation has continuously had support from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Governor Kelly has also taken other measures to help prevent drug overdoses in Kansas. She's made historic investments to give law enforcement the resources to seek out criminals pushing illegal drugs on children, and she's also given schools the funding they need to have naloxone on hand. On Thursday afternoon and evening, storms rolled in the unusual direction from southeast to northwest in Kansas, bringing heavy rain, hail, damaging winds, and a tornado. As the National Weather Service had issued tornado watches and warnings for Wallace, Logan, Sherman, and Thomas counties. A tornado caused considerable damage to the small town of Weskin in Wallace County. The Sheriff's Office reported damage at Weskin USD 242, where the storm ripped off part of the school's building, broke windows, and toppled brand new bleachers that were up for graduation. The trees and power lines were down, and there was damage to vehicles. Power was also out in portions of the community. However, thankfully, there were no injuries reported. Today, the National Weather Service will send a team to survey damage to determine the size and strength of the tornado. Governor Kelly has proclaimed today, May 12th, as Child Care Provider Appreciation Day in Kansas, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment joins organizations across the state in recognizing the over 4,500 licensed child care providers and 23,000 individuals in the state for the hard work that they do each day to support and provide a safe, nurturing place for the enrichment and development of Kansas children. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek stated that she's so proud of Kansas child care workers who play an essential role in supporting parents and families daily. These professionals are instrumental in assisting communities with providing Kansas's youngest children social, emotional, and physical care. She added that they keep the children safe, nurture their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of learning and growth. Support for high-quality child care represents a worthy commitment to the children of Kansas and their future. Child Care Provider Appreciation Day occurs on the Friday before Mother's Day each year, and Child Care Aware of America brings together communities across the United States to observe Child Care Provider Appreciation Day as a time to recognize the tireless efforts of providers who care for children of working parents. To learn more about the Child Care Provider Appreciation Day, you can visit providerappreciation.org. Governor Kelly and Representative Sharice Davids lauded the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for granting an emergency waiver to permit sale of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol to continue during the summer months in Kansas. Governor Kelly said in a statement that the waiver that went into effect on May 1st will last through May 20th, which would be the federal statutory maximum of 20 days. However, the EPA is expected to issue additional waivers to extend the exemption in states such as Kansas. She added that with inflation still burdening families and workers, it's essential that Kansans have a less expensive alternative fuel option to get to work, drive their kids to school, or travel across our state. Representative Davids, who represents the 3rd District in the Kansas City area, said ethanol produced domestically from locally sourced raw materials could be purchased at lower prices than unblended gasoline, so the EPA's action should be helpful to the agriculture industry's heavy fuel users. She also proposed bipartisan legislation that would make the sale of E15 a permanent feature in Kansas and other states. In Nebraska news, Nebraska authorities reported that a man held two women hostage on Thursday while he was armed with a partial stick of dynamite. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, shortly after 2 p.m., Norfolk dispatchers were notified that a man was holding two women hostage in a car, and the caller, who was communicating with one of the hostages, told authorities that the man was threatening to detonate a partial stick of dynamite. Eventually, a deputy was able to stop the vehicle near 13th Street and Maple Avenue, and the man was taken into custody. Deputies then searched the vehicle and found an explosive device, which was later destroyed by the Nebraska State Patrol's bomb unit. After the investigation, deputies arrested 37-year-old Kelly Red Tomahawk of Battle Creek on suspicion of terroristic threats and false imprisonment, and he was lodged in the Madison County Jail. The state's budget package moved one step closer to passing after it was cleared the second round of voting in the Nebraska legislature on Wednesday. The package includes funding for a range of projects, including building a new prison, a state veterans cemetery in Grand Island, and the Perkins County Canal Project. New amendments were added to the package, including one that would direct the Department of Punitive Services to finish studies for the correctional facilities. During the debate, there was emotional testimony from lawmakers, including Omaha Senator Michaela Kavanaugh, who took issue with plans from some to use temporary assistance for needy families' money towards other projects. The budget package will now move on to a final round of voting in the legislature. Two California men could face several years in prison after being accused of running drugs in Nebraska. 54-year-old Eric Thibodeau and 45-year-old Evan Bowen pled not guilty on Thursday to a three-count indictment, which includes conspiracy to distribute 1,000 kilograms of marijuana. And the U.S. Attorney's Office said that if convicted of all three charges, the men could face life in prison and millions of dollars in fines. The investigation began in September 2019 and found evidence of more than 2,000 pounds of marijuana being transported in Nebraska and elsewhere. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office and the Department of Homeland Security conducted the investigation. Three other men, David Lederman, David Bose, and James Reha, are also charged in the indictment but have yet to appear in court. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, May 8th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7:01 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Jennifer Miller, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy recognized the forensics team and the amazing job they did at State Forensics in Wichita this past weekend, as they won first place by over 100 points. 15 of the 16 kids broke into semis. One duet team was state champ, and everyone else placed second, third, or fourth. Superintendent Roy mentioned that these kids represented Norton well with their behavior and performance during the contest. David Ryman put in a bid to paint the north and south walls of the Stoll Gym this summer, and the final bid was for $3,303. A motion was made by Dina Winty to accept the bid from David Ryman to paint the north and south walls of the Stoll Gym for $3,303. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Superintendent Roy stated that he would like a motion to approve selling bus number 9 on Purple Wave, and a motion was made by Michael Terry with a second from John Granberry to sell bus number 9 on Purple Wave. The motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy let the board know that the district is needing to republish their budget this year due to an increase in at-risk numbers and funding from the state. He asked the board to do a motion on to approve this. So a motion was made by Jamie Amlong and seconded by Ryan Katz to republish the district's budget, and the motion carried 7-0. Keith Hauser did a presentation on all things technology within the district, stating that they will soon be switching to gig internet for the whole district, so they will only need one firewall, which will save the district money. Mr. Hauser also stated that it's time to update the phone system, and he then went over a little bit of the contract that was sent over for that update. Finally, he said the school district will be updating its cybersecurity and changing to MFA two-factor authentication, updating software, providing cyber training, and firewall and filtering updates. Principal Keyswetter went over the seniors' plans for the week. He said they were to have a senior meal followed by an awards assembly on Wednesday before graduation. And on Friday, they'll have their senior breakfast and will then walk over to the Eisenhower Elementary School to do a walkthrough for the elementary students. He thanked all of the teachers for all of their help to make graduation come together, and he also asked that everyone show appreciation to all the teachers during Teachers Week. After several executive sessions, Dina Winty motioned to accept the resignations of Darcy Brooks as the Eisenhower Elementary School Secretary, Becky Jones for Junior High Track, Kevin Jilka for Junior High Track, John Reiswick for Junior High Football, and Kim Gady, the High School Girls Assistant Basketball Coach. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to accept the retirement of Sherry Hoover and thanked her for 14 years of service, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty motioned and was seconded by Ryan Katz to accept the nomination of Gabriel Tripolone for the new kindergarten teacher, Jessica Ambrosier for the new 5th and 6th grade science instructor, and Lucas Melvin as the new wellness curriculum chair. The motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve Austin Pugh, Ashley Smith Mabon, Denise McMullen, Libby Nicholson, Jana Hammond, and Kim Fiscus as the summer school instructors. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty motioned and Michael Terry seconded to approve summer help from Stephanie Graham and Angela Hirschberger. The motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve the summer help Trent Brubaker and Roman Hauser to help Keith Hauser with technology. Sean Katz seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Bill Brockelman, Logan Katz, and Chris Delamont as a sub to teach driver's ed this summer. John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve all coaches and sponsors as listed on for the 2023-2024 school year. Dina Winty seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty motion to approve all certified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contract. Michael Terry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motion to approve all classified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contracts. Ryan Katz seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Finally, the Board of Education wants to show much appreciation for the teachers and let them know that they recognize all that they do for the students and district. The meeting was then adjourned at 9:26 p.m. Funeral services for Susan Thompson, 72, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday, May 15th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Susan Thompson Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Graveside services for Dwayne Sell, 71, of Long Island, will be held at 3 p.m. on Monday, May 15th, at the Farmingdale Cemetery, 4 miles northeast of Almena on Road E14. The family has requested blue jeans attire for the service. Memorial contributions may be made to the Farmingdale Cemetery or the Kansas FFA Foundation, and please note Dwayne Sell Memorial on the memo line. Memorials may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street here in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Norma Wagoner, 99 of Norton, will be held tomorrow, Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having barbecue beef, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato french fries, pineapple chunks, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, whipped potatoes, rolls, fruit, and milk. Your schedule for Norton Community Schools. Today, at 9:45 a.m., the senior walk at Eisenhower Elementary School, the MCL track in Phillipsburg, and the MCEL junior high track in Phillipsburg. And on Sunday, May 14th at 2 p.m., the Norton Community High School commencement. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 72 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51 and breezy with a west wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 71. And on Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 68. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. should be partly sunny with a high near 77. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 86. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is south at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.75. The dew point is 55 degrees, and the current visibility is 7 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The window is now closed for players to enter the transfer portal in college basketball and retain their eligibility for the upcoming season, but that does not mean players cannot still commit to new schools coming up the rest of this offseason. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed K-State's needs coming up with the transfer portal. How about the guard spot? What are they looking for?
Not just a guard. They want a primary ball handler, kind of a creator and assist person, you know, which Tyler Perry's a really good guard. He can play the point, but he's more of a scorer, so he might be in a different role than that. Jerome Tanks has openly said, to compete at the highest levels, you have to have experienced guards. So until his recruits can, you know, get that experience, this will be really the first full wave of recruits, certainly with guards coming in, that once those guys get some experience, I think they might back off the portal. But for now, let's keep refreshing that experience to keep being old and wise in the backcourt, because those are the teams that go deep in the tournament.
KI in Sports, I'm Paul Cash.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Yesterday's severe weather was confined to extreme northwestern Kansas, where we had 10 tornado reports and folks near Oakley dealing with flooding. That was an area that was in an extreme drought, so certainly helpful to get some more moisture there. Our chance of thunderstorms today will likely be confined to extreme eastern Kansas, developing out of Nebraska to the north of I-70, and some of those storms may be strong to severe through this evening, so we'll have to watch that carefully. Flood watch posted for northwestern Kansas today, our high temperature in the mid-60s. Then for later on in north-central Kansas, a chance of scattered storms, our high in the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 80s. Southwestern Kansas will be dry and windy with a high 75. Sunny upper 80s likely in south-central Kansas. Tonight, a slight chance of rain or a thunderstorm, our low near 60. The line of thunderstorms may form today in southeastern Kansas with a high back in the mid-80s. Tonight's low, 65. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see some cash trade that took place yesterday at 170 in